about a song. Sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall on me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. Gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Oh, Norma Jean Riley's gonna marry me.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WIRI's Playmakers. I got it. This isn't live.
You're doing so good for so long.
It's just right away, right out the gate, man. That's all right. I got it out of the way. That's what we did there. Welcome to Playmakers, everybody. Big thank you for joining us here on 105.5 WIRI. I'm going to get that in like extra now.
Attaboy.
Your host, James, here. I'm joined by our sports director here at WFHR and WIRI, Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing better now, man. It's good to be here talking sports with you and the crew out there. We appreciate you guys joining us. Hit us up in the numbers, everybody. You're in the batter's box. Call up. Join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Michael, speaking of the Civic Media app, we got some business to take care of. It is our Scani Summer Text Win statewide contest going on up and down our stations here at Civic Media. We're giving you a daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash, alternatively each hour. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County trip. Man, I love working here.
Yes.
I love being able to give stuff away, Michael. It's one of my favorite things. I've been in radio for almost 21 years now, and this is easily my favorite thing.
Well, this starts makes a whole bunch of sense why you're always listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers when I walk in here. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
I got to get my game face on. I like to get in the mood.
I was referencing Give It Away Now.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's a great, great song. The word to text to us, everybody, through the Civic Media app is supper. Your final chance to play along and be a winner or possibly a double winner with this contest today. Supper. S-U-P-P-E-R.
I'm cooking supper tonight.
Do you call it in your family supper or dinner? What do you? I've always been dinner to me. It wasn't until I moved out here. I heard supper.
I just say it's time to eat.
Yeah, that's about it. That sounds good to me. Supper is the word to text to us, everybody. S-U-P-P-E-R. Text it to us. Good luck to y'all. And a big, big time thank you to not only our sponsors, our partners, our sales and marketing crew, of course, but all of you out there. You guys help us get some bragging rights around here. We and all of our other Civic Media radio stations up and down the state here, we like to see who has the most entries and all that. We have some fun with that kind of thing. And you guys are helping us. Man, my phone's blowing up. You guys are really, really texting it in. Perfect, you guys. S-U-P-P-E-R. Text that to us. We'll get that out there a couple of more times. Maybe even we'll do it. Michael's really good at shoehorning it in.
Well, yeah. I mean, that phone is buzzing so much, I'm going to be late for supper.
Nicely done.
And a big man like me, you don't want to do that.
We're excited because not only is Michael and I going to be hanging out with you today, but at 4:30, we're going to have the fourth period. GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul, going to join us.
Ooh, speaking of River Kings here, after supper on Sunday, nice, supper, nice, remember, texted
nice,
it.
Yes, yes.
A buddy of mine took me fishing, I managed to get a king of the river. And for those of us who
holy
do not see. I mean, James saw it. And
sorry if I swore there, but wow.
That's a nice 40,
catch, man. 40, what did you catch that?
Pete Wall. So
Pete
40, Wall, yeah. 46 pound, 5 ounce flathead catfish. First one I've ever caught, and I maybe caught the biggest one I'll ever catch. State records right around 74 pounds, and they got that out of the Mississippi, where they're traditionally bigger.
Yeah.
But that was a heck of a catch, and that's a king, one of the kings of the river. And getting into the outdoors of it, which it is a sport yet, everyone talks to muskie and the northern and the walleyes, which they are top predatory fish. That catfish. Big boy, catfish are high predators too.
Yeah.
And that fish, I mean, I've caught 4 foot sturgeon, which are predatory as well. That one, that's probably the toughest fight I've ever had.
Oh, really? Right on.
I mean, I've caught some nice salmon out of Lake Michigan, but that boy right there.
I never got a chance to do it, but when I was in Galveston, I got the chance to talk to some guys that go out, and they just the way that they fish with getting down, I forget what you call
noodling.
It now. Noodling, yeah. Talking about that, I got to see a little bit of it. I wanted to get out there and try it myself, but we never got a chance to, but man,
never.
It's fun to watch.
That's a good way to wind up dead.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's it's legal to do in Wisconsin. You can noodle in Wisconsin, but anywhere. What you do is you find basically a hole or whatever under cut bank, and you shove your hand in there. And, lack of a better term, you really make that catfish angry.
Yeah.
And it bites on your hand, and you grab it, and you pull them out. Well, sometimes that undercut bank or that hole collapses, and they can't get out. Other times, they'll find a big snapping turtle and lose fingers, or a snake, and that's not good either. But the worst one is when you happen to make something really mad that you don't understand how big it is, and they bite and won't let them out, and that's it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Michael, and this is just between you and I. Might have been a little intoxicated. Might have been, had a couple. That's something I might have done if I was sober. But the way they made it sounded really cool. Then I saw them doing it, and I saw what they were doing to the fish, and just being real with you, I didn't like it.
But
I'll be honest, it's not my thing. But I was cool to see in person.
It's fascinating.
It's like a lot of things with fishing that you go back into the culture of, whether whatever, you know, type of fishing we're talking about.
That ice fishing, open water, trolling, whatever.
So many different kinds. And congrats to you, Matt. Congrats.
I appreciate
it. Let me make this official. There we go. Now it's official.
Yes.
Now that's a great catch.
Man, now that's a lot going on before supper. Remember, text in supper.
Yep.
WIRI.
Nicely done. Yep. We are going to be talking, as I said, around 4:30 with Coach Paul, fourth period. After that, Michael and I get into a little bit of our local coverage, preview the soccer game that you're going to be calling tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Get into some of that. But I got two places that I want to start. We certainly are going to get into some football talk. Michael, I want to talk about what this judge okaying the $2.8 billion settlement, paving the way for colleges to pay athletes. I want to get into that with you. And certainly want to talk. I want to give a quick shout out to Katie Cruz, who leads us in perfectly. She's awesome. I love listening to Katie.
I was listening to her a little bit this afternoon in the truck.
Katie broke some news to me. Like, I follow sports 24/7. This is my thing. This is what I do. I feel like I know quite a bit. I feel like I'm in the now, not more than most, but I just
in the now. Does this involve a certain new Pittsburgh Steeler?
Yeah, and I didn't know he was married. She said he was married on there. Yeah. I'm like, is he really? And
yeah,
I look at it like, oh,
I heard that.
I no
actually,
idea.
I heard that like 2 days ago.
I didn't know. I had no idea. But
good
I did
for
know.
Him. Good for him.
Oh yeah, yeah. Not enough love in the world. I'm all for that. But I will focusing on the sports part of it and the part I didn't know. He signed a 1 year deal, $13 million for Pittsburgh. So
good for him.
Get into that in a moment. But these two things do tie together because I don't think
love and marriage.
Yeah. If oh man, it did. You got that in my head now.
Peg?
We had a thing for TV Dads today on the morning show. My number one pick for the best TV dad of all time, Al Bundy. That's my pick.
Between him and Dan Connor.
I love Dan Connor. He's in my top five, but I'm a sucker for... actually, Homer Simpson's probably my number one, but as far as real, like, human beings playing the role, it's Ed O'Neill for me. It's always going to be.
Yep.
So Here's something that I've heard a couple of people talking about when they're trying to fill time during this, you know, sports season and everything, the time we're in right now, and they can't just talk about football as much as they'd like to.
Yeah, we can. That's a challenge.
Exactly. You meet my challenge, and I appreciate it. There's talk of who's on the hot seat, who's not. And it came up in part because it was just asking, is Matt LaFleur on the hot seat or not?
No.
And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think it's a non-starter. It's a silly conversation. But they were talking about it, and then it got me thinking about, well, I wouldn't think he is. And then it got me thinking about who's got the coldest seat and all that. And the first name that popped in my head, and this is about 2 weeks ago, was Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
Absolutely. And then Aaron Rodgers signs there. And these two things are not necessarily correlated, but there's very few things that could happen this year that where we would be talking about this in August or October or something. Well, I don't know if Mike Tomlin's going to hang on. He could go 0-16. He's going to be there next year. That not only what he built there, but what the Pittsburgh organization, the way they run it.
Death taxes Mike Tomlin coaching in Pittsburgh.
They have so few coaches over there. They don't make those moves on a
How long was Bill Cowher there?
Yeah, and before that, Chuck Knoll.
Yeah,
they just don't do that. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers is strong enough to ruin that, no matter what he could do. And I don't know necessarily that he's going to. I think that there's a lot of projecting going, or not projecting, but there's a lot of, we've all got a bit of trauma with this guy.
Yeah.
And I think that it's easy, especially in this state, for any of us to forget that at one point, he wasn't such a bad guy. he was a bit sarcastic. Did he always think he was the smartest person in the room? Yes.
The purple crush after beating the Vikings?
I mean, you almost,
that was funny.
Yeah.
I still laugh about that.
The R-E-L-A-X. I mean, the guy
has... M-O-U-S-E.
Nice. He has... He had a good reputation. He was doing State Farm ads at one point and everything.
Well, he's a good neighbor.
I don't know if he's going to be able to go back to that, but I do think that he is on a PR tour here. This is more than just trying to win a title. I think it's also trying to, you know, rewrite a little bit of that legacy, at least the end last pages of it in the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's a little of both things going on. But with the idea of a coach being on the hot seat or not, and thinking of the coldest or not, so the right away everybody was squashing that Matt LaFleur wasn't or anything like that, and then they started talking immediately about how, well, the Packers really got to show up this year, and they've got to do this and this and this and everything, and saying that in an 8-8 season or whatever, none of this stuff is acceptable in that, and if he doesn't do those things. And he does come back now, and he knows his job is guaranteed next year. It got me thinking, if your job is not on the line, is there pressure? And if there is no pressure, what is your incentive to compete and to keep your job, if you've already got your job? And I'm not, I don't know, I'm asking the question. I really genuinely am, because I find it interesting. I know for me, my work ethic, our owner, Sage, could tell me I have a lifetime contract. I'll never work anywhere else, whatever the case. It's not going to change one thing for me. That's not the way I was raised. My work ethic, I only know one speed.
Right.
I'm curious of a guy like Matt LaFleur or any coach, like what they're, if they have that motivation to be able to still have that drive, even if they have that guarantee. If they know I'm good, no matter what, it's an interesting thought that I to me it was silly that the people talking about this never even came to that. I thought because the idea that there wouldn't be some pressure, there's got to be some pressure. That's what makes diamonds. That's what pushes us. That's what motivates us. The quickest thing to kill one of our things we like, wrestling, was a Monopoly.
Yeah.
As soon I'll never forget seeing McMahon or Shane. It was on WCW and everything, and I'm like, oh. This is death of wrestling. This is, you know, it's never going to be the same. They felt the same way when McMahon took up all the territories and everything.
The Florida and the whatever.
Without competition, without pressure, what are you? What makes you? And I think we all got our own motor and our own motivation, but I got to think that does also play a little bit into it. Because Mike Tomlin seems very motivated to me, and I don't think he's in any danger.
Well, I just smile because you said motivation. That always reminds me of my favorite AC/DC story, and I know I've told you that one. Bunch of cliches here. Mm-hmm. If you're content, what is that?
Yeah.
If you're sitting still, you're going backwards.
Yeah.
There's always someone out there better. And where you are, and you're maybe not complacent, mm-hmm. but you're content. There's always somebody sitting there who is I want to be where you are.
Yep.
And none of those men in the NFL are happy losing. And I think everybody, I mean, hell, the guy who's coaching Dallas now, whoever that is, he's already in the hot seat, okay? Same with whoever's coaching Vegas, okay? I'll even say that the Bears coach is probably on the hot seat too, if they have another stinker of a year. It's possible. Caleb Williams could even be if he stinks it up. I mean, if he throws, I mean, I had a conversation with a Bears fan the other day that, oh, he had the best touchdown interception ratio, whatever it was. I'm like, well, if you don't throw the ball and get sacked all the time, sure, but either way, this is such a success-driven sport. I mean, they all are. Don't get me wrong. But it's such a success-driven sport that once you producing poorly, there's somebody coming up.
I can't think of the last Bear quarterback that was able to walk out of Green Bay with a W. I'll take it.
Jay Cutler.
He's got some. It was Jay Cutler, but I can't help but root for the kid. I like Caleb Williams, and I say that with the context of if he has another year, even the same as last year, you're absolutely right. He's on the hot seat.
I thought you were saying that in the context of he didn't want to go to Chicago in the first place.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, nobody does. Nobody does, and I don't blame them.
I get it. Yeah.
Outside of if you're born and raised in the city, and even then, I don't know if you'd want to. I thought, you know, touching on this real quick. I thought that it was kind of funny to me that this guy tries to sell a book with this. He does this. It's a story for 5 minutes, and the only people that are it's really interesting to
is the division rivals.
I have a family, or not a family, but I have nothing but all my friends are Packer fans, pretty much, and all the people I know are and stuff. And anybody I'm talking to about it, none of them care, and they're the ones that would have it as bulletin board material. And the book didn't sell, by the way. It didn't do well.
No, man.
And all it did for Bear fans was fall in love with Caleb Williams even more because he came out the way he owned it and took and talked about it and everything.
And I applaud him on that.
It's a smart move.
Yeah. Yep.
But regardless, when it comes to pressure and what motivates us and all that, I got thinking about the Matt LaFleur situation and all those things going on. And we are very quick to say he's not on the hot seat. Should he be? And at the very least, should he feel like he is? Even if he really isn't, shouldn't he be motivated to? Because right now, I haven't seen him do anything in the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers. And that's something that's going to hold on, whether that's fair or not, whether it's, you know, all on him or not, is a whole other story. We all know narratives, and that is the narrative right now on him. And Jordan Love's got a lot to live up to. Jordan Love's no different, really, than Caleb Williams or half these guys. Heck, Jaden Daniels is coming off one of the best, if not the best, rookie season ever, and he's got pressure. He's got in his head. Well, they couldn't get enough of Stroud, C.J. Stroud. Yep. Look what happened to him in his sophomore year. I can't let the sophomore slump happen. All those things. To me, motivation. What motivates you? The pressure. All of that. And in the Aaron Rodgers signing, I want to get your take on that because we haven't been able to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
So what do you think about this? What do you think this? What do you think that it? So I saw something real quick, quick stat of the show. It was 4,000-1 odds in DraftKings for the Steelers to win the Super Bowl before the signing. He signs, and it's 4,000-1 odds for them to win the Super Bowl. So it didn't change anything, did it to you?
Not really. I mean, they've still got to beat Baltimore. They've still got to beat
Such
Cincinnati.
A tough division.
That's what they got to do. I mean, sure, we're going to all be glued to our seats watching that Week 8 game when Green Bay goes to Pittsburgh. Yeah, but it's I'm not going to say meaningless game, but it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
and you know, good for him. He's where he feels at home for the season, or maybe two, three, whatever it is. If he wins, good for him. If he doesn't, well, that's a lot of quarterbacks that happens to. Joe Montana being one, Brett Favre being one. You've been close, but it just doesn't happen. I'm trying to think of some of these other ones that jumped around a little bit. But good quarterbacks that jump around, not, you know, your Vinny Testaverde and whatever like that.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, it's for us, it's entertainment, and partially a job career. I mean, look at us clowns here in this studio.
Absolutely.
You know, counting down the minutes till supper. Remember, text it in. You know, for us, it's entertainment. For them, it's a career. He's got to do what's right for him. It would be no different than all of a sudden, which I hope never happens, but... You know, James, oh, I get a better contract deal with this radio station across the way. Mm-hmm. What can you do, Sage? And Sage can't meet it. Mm. Just as an example.
Right.
Well,
right.
I don't. Yeah. Would I be disappointed to see you go? Yeah, I really would be. But you got to do what's right for you.
Yeah, I think it's one of the more interesting parts of it to me is that it wasn't a natural fit. It was a bit of a forced fit. That this isn't exactly what either side necessarily wanted, but they're going to make the best of it. And I think that, again, that kind of pressure, that kind of motivation can create something. At the very least, to what piggyback on what you're saying there, it should be entertaining. And I hope he's healthy all season so we can at least see him play all season and all that.
It's football. It's always entertaining.
Yes,
unless it's the Browns and Jacksonville playing on a Thursday night, then that's ugh.
Sticking with football a little bit, Michael, I got to talk about this. For those that have not heard, the Cincinnati Bengals first round pick, Shamir Stewart, has had some problems and issues with his contract. He hasn't signed it yet because the Cincinnati Bengals have altered some wording in there.
Oh, boy.
And his agent came out and talked about this and said that he's been doing this for a very long time. Nobody does this in the NFL. Nobody has done this in the NFL. They just don't do this. The years ago, I would say it was the Cam Newton contract, I think, was the last really big rookie contract. And then they set the books straight after that. And we're not letting that happen again. Actually, it wasn't Cam Newton. It was somebody right after him. I can't remember.
Winston?
It was somebody that wasn't worth the money, I'll tell you that.
James Winston.
Probably. So all these contracts are all set. They can muck with the wording a little bit, but nobody does that.
Johnny Manziel?
Might have been. The Bengals are tinkering and messing with all this and everything, and this is what the Bengals do. They've also got Trey Hendrickson sitting out there in no man's land, not figuring out what to do with him or anything like that. Today is Joe Montana's birthday.
Good for him.
And to me, that's the GOAT. I am not going to fight anybody on Tom Brady or anybody else. You go ahead. It's an opinion. Nobody can prove otherwise. Your opinion is great. But for me, I saw Montana play. I watched all four of those Super Bowls. And I have never, to this day, seen anybody better under pressure, better in that situation, and handling himself the way he did, being a leader the way he did, winning those games the way he did, like Montana.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like him since. And they're playing the Bengals. Now, the reason I'm watching that game is obviously it's a Super Bowl, but this is, you know, back when the Super Bowl is big, but it's not king. And I'm watching it with my papa in part because I love Jerry Rice and I love the Cincinnati Bengals helmets. Bengals, their helmets.
Yeah, the stripes, that's great.
It was awesome. It's an awesome helmet, and especially as a kid. I love orange and black. I thought it was cool. So I'm watching this, and my papa starts telling me.
And Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, I like Collinsworth. I did. I liked him as a receiver.
Because, see, he's a guy who...
Nicely done. We're watching this, you know, famously Montana marching down the field. They got to make this drive. Everybody in that huddle is freaking out. They're all under pressure. They've never been in this situation before. Jerry Rice is, shaking and all this. Montana gets in the huddle, looks at every one of them, and says, "Did you guys see John Candy at the side? John Candy's over there, you guys. I got to find a way to talk to him." And everybody calmed down. They march down the field, win the Super Bowl, go on to win four more.
Yep.
GOAT. Anyway, that's the second time I told that story today. I can't help it. It's one of my favorites. And I'm watching this, and my papa's talking about the Bengals organization. And he's saying how they're lucky they are to be here. And I just think that he means that they're just lucky to be there like any NFL team.
They're literally lucky.
Because I start getting older and learning more and more about this franchise that I have a little bit of a care for. I kind of like them a little bit because of the helmets, and I like rooting for underdogs and all this.
Yeah.
And then I see that I don't think you can make the argument they're the worst run franchise in sports. I don't think you can make that argument necessarily.
No.
But I think you can make the argument that as far as the talent they have got,
underachieving franchise.
Yes. Yes. And a franchise that has never done anything to help its base.
Generally speaking, no.
or any reason for that fan base to want to come to games other than maybe signing the most obvious signings of a Joe Burrow or something, or Jamar Chase or something.
Chad Johnson.
it's insane to me the way this goes on, and it's not something that it's not something I'm that comfortable saying, but I can't help myself, man. There are owners out there that just don't deserve these teams.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that with a certain owner in southern Wisconsin.
It's so ridiculous to me that they are able to get away with it, that they are able to do these kind of things, and that everybody just kind of like, well, they're billionaires, so we just take it. Like, I'm sick of billionaires getting away with billionaire stuff, you know? And the NFL owners are some of the worst guilty of it. My franchise, my team, the McCaskies, they are dumb as it gets with money, but they'll spend it at least. At least they spend it. They don't spend it right. They're not good with it. They're not very smart with it. But at the very least, I can't complain about them not going out there and trying, at least. They at least tried. They're not good at it, obviously. But then I let my other team in the White Sox.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to mention them.
I have to. Because Jerry Reinsdorf's about to sell this team, I guess, in 10 years or whatever and anything. And then they're going to move that team to Nashville.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
One of the earliest loves of my life, the Blackhawks, the White Sox, those right there. One of them's going to be gone because of a bad owner. And how is that fair to the fan base? How is that fair to the people who have spent 30, 40, 50, 60 years going to games?
And
they get away with it.
Did I hear correctly that he's actually selling the team to Lisa Phelps?
I didn't see who it was.
You know, from... Major leagues, yeah. Yes, yeah.
It just took a second. It did take a second, though. But this stuff with the Bengals is I wouldn't accept this from you mentioned Major League. If it was a storyline in Major League, I wouldn't accept it. Well, that's far-fetched. I don't think that's ridiculous. What are they doing there? I wouldn't accept it in fiction, let alone in reality.
Yeah.
It ain't right. We got to get to break here in a moment. Before we do, I want to get to real quickly our story of the show, Michael. And this is something you guys are going to – I want you guys to look up yourselves. But this is something – and I don't do this very often. You try to do radio for everybody. But I got to say, I saw this the other day. It reminded me, and I had to bring it up with you to see if you had heard of it.
Was it Supper?
The Lonesome Pines Special. This is a special that went on in the southern area, a long-time special, very similar to, you know, Night at the Pops or things like that. And at one point, there was a wrestling match that went on with this. And it was Jeff Jarrett, Dutch Mantel, hosted by Walter Mays. And it is the only wrestling match. It is the Masters of Percussion wrestling match. And it is the only wrestling match in the Smithsonian. It's the only one. It's legendary. You go back and watch it, and they're getting the drum involved and the drummer involved and everything. Well, also, it's a real production. It's a real opera. They gave a production, and then at the end of it, the ring comes up. This is like early 80s, I think, or something like that.
The production, I'm going to have to look this up.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. And in case anybody had never heard of it, I had to get it out there.
And just for all Jeff you Jarrett. Come Jeff on. Jarrett.
Yeah, really. You know, I honestly didn't see this when it came out. I just saw this a little while ago.
I need to look this up.
It's interesting. I'll show you.
What couldn't it be like Hillbilly Jim or Uncle Elmer, you know?
Oh, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh. I mean, they missed the mark there. Hacksaw out there? Yeah. I think Hacksaw would have been perfect. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we got the fourth period. GM, head coach, Coach Paul going to be joining us from Wisconsin Rapids River Kings right here on Playmakers. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to WIRI's Playmakers. It's time for the fourth period. NHL playoffs going on got me just missing this song so darn much, and very excited when I heard earlier today from our good friend, GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, reached out, said he had time today, could hang out with us a little bit, so here we are to be able to talk to Coach. And one of my favorite things, there's never a bad time to talk to you, man, but in the off season, it's just so interesting and fun to me, especially for the audience, because I think there's a lot of things that are going on that, you know, we just don't know or don't think much about. You're caught in a moment in life, especially in summer, and a lot of things going on. So, look, great to be able to hang out, talk with you a little bit. Always. How you been? How's summer treating you?
Doing great.
Good.
I tell you what, it's my first full cycle here, right? So
yeah.
I've never been here at this time of the year. So it's taken some getting used to it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I mean, it's beautiful weather right now. But.
Biggest tip any of us can give you in the bring a change of, you know, like a pullover or something, because the weather will just change on you. You'll get hot, you get cold. It's just all over the place. I pay, like a lot of the audience out there. Hopefully, all the audience out there. I follow you guys on social media. I've been seeing a lot of great news for a lot of former River Kings. That's been really cool to see. Yeah. I appreciate that your media shares that stuff, and we can follow along with these guys and their careers. But it's also got to be, as a fan, I know I get excited about it. Even with a little bit of hockey background, I get excited about it. Man, I can't imagine how it must feel for you. But what is it like getting that news, seeing these former players succeeding, Rookie of the Year, all these kind of things?
Well, it just really puts a bow on things, right? I mean, it comes full circle. And to be able to have a small part in helping these kids in their path and to see hopefully what they've learned, whatever they've learned here, taking it with them and excelling at the next level is huge. And great to see all the success that's going on right now with our guys. And very proud of them.
What is on the docket for you right now? What are you up to? I imagine that your scouting is a 24/7 thing, I imagine. Yeah. But as far as where you are on the calendar of the USPHL right now, where are you guys at?
We are still recruiting. Obviously, we got a couple of pieces to fill, but that's going to come later. Right now, so this is the dog days of summer. It's just dog days of recruiting, right? So
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about going to Salt Lake City to for a showcase out there.
Ooh.
For recruiting. I haven't decided 100% yet, but and other than that, I'm just talking to a lot of connections and talking to a lot of guys. And you know, they got higher level camps that they're going to, and if they don't make it, then we're definitely an option. So we got a lot of guys on the board right now that are very good, which is, again, no different than any other year. This is the way the game is played at this time of the year.
Are there a lot of open roster spots right now?
There's a few.
I mean, okay, I didn't think there would be too many.
No, we have, I think like 2D and we're looking for like 4 or 5 forwards. There's more forwards than defensemen.
Right,
but,
right.
To be honest with you, we have our entire defense at this point is all Canadian.
Oh, boy.
With the exception of one guy.
Nice.
Right? So,
you go from the Euro line to the Mountie line. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Remember that. That's good.
Yeah. All three of our goalies are Americans. So
there we go.
And now,
balances out.
now the political stuff, right, with the borders is now coming into affecting us.
Yeah, I've been wondering about
that. And now you got to worry about making sure guys can get over, and if they do, how long can they stay? And there's a lot of that, because a good portion of the team is from out of the country.
Right. Yeah. So let's say, just right now, putting that aside, and everything works out hopefully the way it should. We got a team coming back here that has a lot of familiar faces, a lot of familiar chemistry. It looks like we you know, and it's a team that is coming off a very successful season. Have you had a lot of that in the short time you've been doing this, as far as coaching and doing this and everything? I don't feel like this is that's happened that much.
No, I mean, what do we have, about 8, 9, 10 guys coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the guys that, when you have that kind of success, guys are moving on.
Yep.
They're moving up, right?
Yeah.
The guys are aging out, right? 7 out of the 8 age outs are forwards. Mm. Right? No, 6-6. One's a goalie, one's a D.
Okay.
And then 6 forwards, mm. right? So that's 6 spots automatic you got to fill.
Mm.
Right? And then you got some of the other guys like Obstfelder, it's probably going to go higher. Allstrand's got an opportunity to go higher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, you're starting from scratch, and then you have guys like Diamond coming back and Ilian coming back, and then we have the big guy from the Dells coming.
Jack
Choi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? So he's coming, and there's a couple other guys in there that we're trying to finalize, but so every year is a new project,
yeah.
you know, and you take the guys that you have, and you hopefully they're your leaders, right? They're the guys that are going to continue the culture. This is the way we do things, right? And then new guys understand that and are buying in, and then we gel.
Speaking of new projects, I believe I saw the other day that the Dells ownership changed. Mm-hmm. And I know that changes. It's a sports industry. I know that a lot of that happens. Is there changes throughout? Because I know, like, for the Northwest Express, that replaced a team from the other year as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a lot of that going on within the league?
Within the league, within our division, I think 4 out of the 8 teams or 9 teams have new coaches.
Oh, wow.
You know, so the Dells coaches left.
Yep.
Right, with the new ownership. They went to Steele County because the Steele County's coach retired.
Yep.
Right? Hudson's got new ownership, so they got new coaches. It's a merry-go-round right now.
Oh, boy.
It's not just the players, but, you know, a lot of that going on.
Which makes it, you know, even tougher. They keep adding teams. This league is now over 80 teams now at this point.
Oh, man, it's going crazy.
It's out of control, which makes recruiting harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because now these teams that think that they're higher level tier two, you know, so these kids are chasing the carrot, right? And you're like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you don't even know who the coach is.
Right.
They just post this thing, and I'm going there. And it's like, you know.
The Northwoods League, I know, has a lot of that, too, with how fast they've grown for summer collegiate baseball. Mm-hmm. What you guys do for junior hockey, I mean, it's growing like crazy, and more opportunities is great.
Yeah,
but sometimes at an expense, you wonder if maybe you're watering down the pool a little bit.
That's just it, right? I mean, you're not, you know, this league is trying to gobble up everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what it is, right?
My most unpopular sports take. I can fix anything about baseball. I can fix anything about hockey for you. Less teams. The leagues are watered down. There's too many teams. They expand.
My grandpa said that.
You know, when Bettman took over in the NHL, it was his biggest thing in the world. We're going to get out of the red here, and we're going to just put a team in Arizona. We're going to put a team here. We're going to take teams from Canada. And what did you get? You got a bunch of teams that nobody follows still. And one of them's moving, another one moves, and there's no consistency. There's no way to build a fan base or anything. And it gives me, and I don't care how this sounds to anybody, I can back this up. It may sound like a homer, but I can back it up. When it makes us all the more appreciate the Kings. It makes us all the more appreciate the Rafters. These aren't just, you know, teams that succeed, teams that are successful, and we get to root for the wins and all that and give us something to do on a winter or a summer afternoon. These are well-run franchises. These are teams that are believe in their giving people an opportunity to do their job. This crazy idea of hiring somebody and letting them do the job you hired them for.
That's things a foreign like that. Concept,
it's
man.
Wild, man. But, you know, every once in a while, some ownership actually gets right, and they do that kind of thing. And we're pretty fortunate around here that our two major teams really are well run, I believe. You know, I don't care how this sounds to anybody. Anybody that's listened to me long enough knows you can't buy me. So I'm not saying this for any other reason than I believe it. I appreciate that. I also think that that hopefully, you know, gives us a bit of an advantage here a little bit and everything. And maybe it's a little bit harder with recruiting, I imagine. But as far as, you know, if they are in this league and they really are trying to do something, like trying to move to the next level, you're building a reputation here with the Kings of being able to do that. And I go right back to where I started here with these kids that left here and are being successful.
You constantly think that you start stringing together a couple of years, right, that are pretty good.
Yep.
And you would hope that these kids take note to that, yeah. Right? But it's not always the case.
Yeah.
It's not always, you know, again, it's, you know, what this guy promises. Or again, we're a pay-to-play league. We're different than Northwoods.
Yep.
Right? These guys are coming here and got everything taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. These kids are paying to play here. So now when you keep expanding and you got, well, this guy's giving me $1,000 cheaper, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They don't even have bathrooms or showers in the locker room or yeah. whatever, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
There's all different kinds of scenarios that you got to deal with. And you think that because of what we do during the course of the year and then where these guys go, you think that would give us some sort of an upper hand.
Here's hope.
This is right. Not, yeah, you think.
Yeah,
you think, well, you're hope, yeah, you're right. You're
and hope. One thing that I think Rapids, and this is one thing that even Marty Quarters talked about, was the facilities that we have here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm. The rink. I mean, it has improved so much over the years. And yeah, there's always things that could be better. There's things that could be a lot worse. But one of the things that the Rafters have said, and over the years, and even the River Kings, you don't get a crowd like what you get in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Just about everywhere else, you don't see the crowds. You don't see a couple thousand people up on the stands when you go to, you know, Hudson. You don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Syria loves its sports. Coach, I don't want to keep you too long, but I did want to ask, certainly we Michael and I were trying, I'll be honest with the audience, we were trying to get schedule stuff out of the coach here in the pregame and everything. We're terrible. But we can't help ourselves. But as far as, when looking at the schedule ahead and everything, there's nothing that we're looking for overwhelming details here or anything. Is there stuff that you're hoping to do or things you would like to do in the upcoming season? I know you've been to showcases before and some things during the season.
It's the similar stuff, right? It's the schedule will be the same. What we do, we're going to go to New Jersey early. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to, instead of going to Detroit, we're going to Chicago showcase.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
We're going to do two college exhibition games. We're going to go down to Purdue Northwest and play them, and then in Oshkosh again. Cool. So we'll do that, and then, you know, that's right after the blue-white game, after training camp, and then we kick in the season, right? So, again, I'd like to get up to Marshfield a little bit more and get a little more exposure and just try to expand the brand a little bit, you know, and generate more people.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everyone talks playoffs, and then the potential snafu like could have happened this year if you would have pulled the one seed with scheduling with the rink over there. Mm-hmm. You got to worry about things like that with the figure skating showcase and everything there.
Well, apparently that's been ironed out.
And oh, good.
That's supposed to be they're changing their schedule just in case that happens.
I love that these organizations are working together. That's
great. We're trying. It's not, now you got girls hockey that is coming in this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, Jim gives me the list. Here's the dates. Hmm. This is what's got to be.
Yeah,
right?
And then
I
got to
put the schedule around that.
Oh, so it's, wow.
And then now you got to deal with all the other teams in your division.
Right.
And some of these guys, they don't answer you until August. So,
some of these teams don't have coaches. So I can't imagine.
That's it. Man. I had to deal with the Ducks. I had to deal with the owner, who happens to be in Wyoming.
Oh,
right? They don't even have a coach at this point.
Oh, man. Boy!
Like, how do you even put a team together?
You're right. Right. Right? That's so, just frustrating, man.
So that's that's gonna be interesting.
Let us know how it's going, if for any other reason, therapy. Like, I mean, just come here, vent all you want, man. Come here all you want. Like, and more to the point, we want to help build that hockey. We want to help build it up and down the river. It's what we're doing around here. So any chance we can do that, Coach, your door is always open. Thanks a lot for stopping by, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We're looking forward to talking again real soon. What Michael and I will do, we'll take a quick break. break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more sports with you. Michael's got a preview of our soccer game coming up I want to get into. But we encourage you to go to RiverKingsHockey.com right now. Bookmark that page so you are set and ready to go for the season when it kicks off. We will be, of course, having that for you right here at WIRI. Every home game right here. Looking forward to it. Being called by our own Michael Comer. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to a new season. We'll be back with more Playmakers here, brought to you by Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing at 105.5 WIRI.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we're heading back to the middle of June in 1984, when Ronald Reagan was in office, the LA Summer Olympics were coming up, and Ghostbusters was at the movies. And on the radio, we were listening to the first big hit by the Judds, along with hits by Vern Gosden, Eddie Raven, Ann Murray, and Alabama. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-70s. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody.
Blaming all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie.
Gotta let Garth play. Gotta let him do his thing here. Gotta at least intro us here.
The last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
At supper.
We appreciate you, everybody. Michael, thank you so much. That Civic Media text to win contest word is supper. Get that to us, everybody, through the Civic Media app, S-U-P-P-E-R. Get in on the winning, everybody. Gigantic, speaking of winning, gigantic thank you to our winner around here, Coach Peckman, for joining us. That's a lot of fun, man. He's such a great talker.
Love visiting with him.
I want to talk about our schedule a little bit here with you, Michael, and preview a little bit of the game coming up. We tomorrow, right here at WIRI, 6:50, girls playoff. Soccer, hosting Aquinas at my old stomping grounds of Washington Field, one of my favorite places in this whole town. Mike and Seth are going to have that one for you. Looking forward to it. Michael, anything you can tell us about the game to look forward to or that you're looking forward to or just the game itself?
Well, these teams haven't played against each other since about 2022, and that was, I believe, the last time the Royals made it to state. And the Royals put a pounding on them 11-2. But different year, different team, you never know. Both teams are riding a lengthy winning streak. I think the Royals have won 8 in a row, and I don't think they've, in all those games that they've won, they haven't allowed a goal. They beat Regis 1-0. They beat up on Adams, beat Amherst. The Royals have taken care of business, the old BTO, you know, taking care of business. Every day. At the same time, you look at what Aquinas does, the Mississippi Valley Conference, that
no disrespect to my friends at Assumption, that Mississippi Valley Conference is tougher than the Midwestern Wisconsin Conference.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect intended, but that's just the way it is. Yeah. And Aquinas, probably a little more battle-tested. Mm. There are good teams that the Royals have played. Wausau West, DC Everest, River Valley, who Aquinas just beat 1-0. Mm-hmm. So you'd never know. It's going to be head-to-head matchups. If Assumption gets nervous and give up a couple goals early, it could be curtains. If they strike early, how does Aquinas respond?
Mm.
Both have great records. Assumption, they're getting stronger. They've got two girls coming in that had outstanding track and field state experience. Mm. So it's good for them to come back. You can shadow all you want and mark, double team, whatever soccer term you want to use against Sarah Shaw or Addie Vollert, but there's still Lucy Dolan, there's still Ashlyn Dolan, there's still Ferreira. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
Deep team.
Yes. There's Maddie Grauman. I mean, there's Ella Lurch. There's a whole bunch of other girls that, okay, well, that ball just landed on my foot. I'm going to go kicking it through the net. And that's the one thing that Aquinas, they're going to have to be ready for, is you can double-team two girls, but you just left two wide open.
It should be a fun one. It'll be at 6:50 tomorrow, right at this time, right on this radio station. Mike and Seth will have that one live and direct from Washington Field. Have you been working on your goal call? Have you been in goal?
I kind of just go with the flow.
Yeah, you don't change it. I like the way you call a game.
And what I did was I just kind of look at it from a River Kings perspective.
Mm.
And you got to be excited about it because you don't see, I mean, it's, and with soccer, goals aren't always that common. I get a little excited, but if you sit here and, oh, goal, Assumption. You read it. It doesn't. You can't do that. You got to show emotion.
I love the idea of like Stephen Wright as an announcer. I love the idea of the monotone kind of just
doling up the near side.
Hey, nobody's doing
crossing
that.
I mean,
you know, to be fair, nobody's doing that. It's a niche. Our Raptors have a great new announcer who he's been having some
fun.
Oh,
he does a good job. Great,
doing a really nice job, and it's I love hearing these guys getting more and more confident and more comfortable as they go along here in the job. And especially when you hear them on a three-game winning streak, as the Raptors go into this off day with, and both are a little new to us, where we haven't had a winning streak, let alone a three-gamer.
It's always been win-lose.
Yeah, and haven't had a whole lot of days off as the season kicked off and everything. So that's great, but the Raptors will be back in action tomorrow. They'll be in Wausau to take on our rivals, the Woodchucks. Look, if we can keep this get this into a four-game win streak. Wausau is in second in the division at 9-6. They're on a one-game win streak, whereas your Raptors are in the about five spot and three games back, or two and a half games back on a three-game winning streak. They are 5-5 in their last 10. Not bad. This is the team that we thought we were getting, or I think we thought in after the first handful of games. If you were paying attention and not just looking at the box score, you are seeing a team that even when they are they don't lose by a lot, and they keep fighting even into the final innings. Even if it doesn't look like there's any opportunity or chance, last out, nobody on base, they're still gutting it out. They're still giving you everything you got. I think getting to meet Coach Ziggy and just being around him a little bit, it makes sense. It's also incredible how we have two coaches that are you know, both different guys from different parts of the country that have extremely very similar coaching mentalities. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And both teams, like we talked about with the Kings, who just were dominant this year.
Oh man, yeah, they were.
But the thing that made them dominant to me was even in games when they weren't playing well or they were down or anything like that, they were relentless and they played just the same as they did with the 3-goal lead. That's what we're seeing with the Raptors right now. We're seeing a team that you can't, they're the monster at the end of the movie. You got to double tap. You cannot let them back up. You may think they're down, they are not down. A little bit of breaking news coming across the wire here, NFL wise. It looks like former Bengal Jermaine Pratt is signing a 1-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. More of the Cincinnati Bengal fallout kind of thing going on with that team that is just horribly run. Other thing I wanted to talk about with you, Michael, and this just came across last week. Judge has okayed a $2.8 billion settlement that will be paving the way for colleges to pay athletes. There is there was the only statement that I really saw from this from the heads of the NCAA was, without this, they would have been bankrupt. That is what they were saying. I don't know how I buy that,
but I got to read it.
I literally don't know how that's possible. Like, I don't know how bad are you at your business. It's like when they tell me that these owners of sports franchises, and they try to get us to think, oh, we're just barely getting by. I mean, it's so hard to do this. We got to raise ticket prices. It's difficult out there. Miss me with that. You're horrible at business. That's the problem. It's not us. It's not the economy. It's not these things. You're bad at business if you own a sports franchise on any level and you can't make money.
Yeah, you can't tell me that you're going broke, you're going into the poorhouse, and I'm not talking about the bar either, but buddy of my own's. But the thing is, you can't be turning the profit, finishing in the black, which they are, and then give everybody jelly of the month club, you know, Christmas bonus.
Right.
Okay, you can't do that. And some of them are.
I find this exciting and interesting, but I'm also looking at it from I was raised by an athlete. I was raised by a player. I'm always going to look at things from that perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily looking at it as tradition or pomp and circumstance and some of the things that I have more issues with divisions and some of these, you know, the universities going to new conferences and some of the rivalries that we don't have when we were kids and some of that stuff.
Yeah.
As far as the power structure or payments or anything like that, if you are worried about any NCAA institution, I cannot tell you. There are so many other things to be worrying about in life. There are so many other things that you have. There is not one university that this is going to affect that much. They may tell you it will. They may say, oh, we got to make cuts to the science department. We got to do this because we got to sign players or whatever. No, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to do nothing.
Don't let them lie to you like that. And all of these universities are printing money no different than an NFL franchise. So they can afford it. They can do it. It's just going to be the Wild West for a while while all this stuff gets figured out.
Right.
It's and
now they can actually do it in front of your face instead of the back channels back in the 70s and 80s and 90s and whatever.
And I believe power to the people. Power to the players, all that, but I'm not saying that this is necessarily good. It's just evolution. It's just where You're things right. were going to go. I don't know whether I even what I like about it is players having a little bit of money in their pocket when their jersey is being sold for $70 in the team, you know, university, and they're not getting anything of that. It's never seemed right to me. But I also understand the other side of this, and especially to anybody who believes that a college degree is payment enough. I'm not going to fight you on that.
That's the way I've always kind of looked at it, but then again in today's changing society, which we could have a long debate about this too, you know, how important is a college degree? I'm not belittling education.
No.
But I know plenty of people who just went to a tech school like myself, and they're doing better than people who went and got their master's.
I got a couple of friends that got art degrees that are not doing anything with them.
I hear you. What I'm saying.
Both sides of it. I'm just making the joke to both sides of it. Yeah. I'm also curious to see, just as as a fan of college sports, which I'm becoming more and more a fan of college sports than the pro games. Just little
I
bit,
fluctuate.
Not a lot, but a little bit. I'm curious to see how the football responds to this, how the NFL and college respond to this, and where the money's going to come from. That's another thing that is going to make this wild, because you've also got these foreign businesses that are trying to more and more do some white money laundering here and cleaning up their money here and everything. And that's not me throwing stuff around. Take a look at soccer. Just even look at one sport in soccer, let alone what they've already done in the NFL and in college athletics. If you think this is new, this has been going on for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's bigger than LIV Golf.
And that's eons in the sports world.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an interesting subject to me, but I don't have necessarily a right or wrong opinion. I don't, or a, I love this.
Well, of course you do. Your opinion's always right.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. According to just me.
Yep. Me too.
One other thing I wanted to get out there. Andrew McCutchen has moved past Roberto Clemente from third on the Pirates home run list.
I've always liked him.
Yeah, me too. And I just thought that was a cool story. I know we're not in Pittsburgh, but I thought it was interesting. And I know my dad is listening, and we're the biggest Clemente fans around. So I thought that was cool. It's also just such a cool story because I wonder how much we're even going to see this stuff anymore of a guy. I think the thing that I will always remember about Albert Pujols is not those MVP seasons or seeing him with the trophy or anything. It's his last games coming back to St. Louis and the way the crowd. I thought the crowd loved him before. Boy, it was cool to see. I'm talking about an infield single. It was awesome to watch him do.
That curtain call.
Yeah, let alone the way he played his last season and everything.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy.
It was. I love that stuff. And I don't know how often we'll see it anymore. Similar to seeing the Max Scherzers or the Justin Verlanders, these 8-9 inning pitchers. I'm going to enjoy these guys while we got them. I'm going to enjoy seeing these kind of stories where we get them, regardless of how good they are anymore or anything like that. I think it's pretty cool. And it's to be at his age and still hitting them, that's pretty cool.
No kidding.
Great show today, brother.
You too, man.
Hey, we'll be back at this tomorrow, everybody. Our pregame will kick off at 6:50. Assumption Girls versus Aquinas, right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is I, Laura, and I'm happy to be here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope y'all are well. We're going to kick things off here with Keith Urban.